joining me on the line now is Gareth Morley. Gareth Morley of the BC Government Lawyers Association. And Gareth joins me once again on this program because, well, things aren't going so well with their talks with their employer, which would be the province of British Columbia. Talks broke down and broke off. Both sides have now walked from the table. Gareth, thanks for coming on. How you doing?
Oh, I'm okay, Brett. We're disappointed that we didn't manage to talk this out, but we're going to move on from there.
Now, you took a vote on job action before government agreed to come back to the table. What now? Now you guys have walked, and I guess you're in a position to do something.
That's right. So, what we're going to do right now is we're going to be talking to MLAs, to the public, just generally making the argument that Bill 5 is against the principles this government's supposed to stand for. It interferes with the ability of workers to choose their own union, and therefore it just doesn't make sense. So we're going to try to put that forward. We don't expect the bill to come up this week, which means it won't really come back to the legislature until after the March break. So we're gonna push as much as possible there. As you say, our members did vote to take job action if it does come into effect. So we'll be kind of planning that as well.
Forgive sort of the bluntness of the question here, but I know there are people listening to this that are probably thinking along these lines. Outside of sort of the labor arguments about, you know, the right to choose your own union and whatnot, why should people care right now? Does this have an effect potentially, any job action that you guys take on, I don't know, the speed at which we will see legislation move through the legislature in Victoria?
You know, I'd be speculating in terms of what the impacts are. We still hope that the government will see the light. A job action by us wouldn't have immediate impacts on regular British Columbians. It would be on the operations of government generally. And it would take some time for people to see that, but we're still hoping that we can avoid it.
Yeah. So they're still. I got to ask you again. I mean, what was the argument? I guess that they presented. I guess in digging in their heels and wanting you to join this union, be represented by a union that is kind of take it or leave it for them, whether you guys join, and a union that you guys don't want to be a part of.
Yeah, so, I mean, we agreed not to talk about what each side said, but I think it's fair for me to say that the government's argument, start to finish, is that if we are recognized as a union, that'll cause what they call a proliferation of bargaining units. There'll be like hundreds of different groups in the public service that will want their own union. And
isn't that more those various unions, though? Isn't that really more a fight for them to fight instead of government?
Like, yeah, exactly. But and also, there just isn't evidence of this. I mean, the lawyers negotiate separately across the country, and it just hasn't happened. The government recognized the Crown Counsel Association, which represents the prosecutors, over 20 years ago, and this hasn't happened. And if they thought it was going to happen, they could make an argument to the labor board, because it is one of the things the labor board considers is, like, what are the impacts to just having a rational system of labor relations? You know, you don't. So they could make that argument. They just didn't. So we just think there's no evidence for this, and it's. But it really is what the one thing they talk about.
For folks who maybe don't know what we're talking about here, they're trying. The government wants you guys to join the public service, the PSEA,
Professional Employees Association.
The Professional Employees Association. What other types of positions are in that union, that would that be like the engineers and the geotechs and that kind of thing as well that were bargaining last year? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's mostly science-based profession in the school service. So there's the CGU represents the most
servants. Uh-oh. And your signal's starting to break up there, Gareth. I don't know if you're in it.
Brett?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yep, I got you. Yeah.
Sorry about that.
We're good.
Yeah, so basically, just for your listeners, there's the BCGU represents an overwhelming majority of the public service. Then there's a union for nurses. There's a union for the printers. Mm-hmm. And there's also this Union of Professional Employees Association that represents basically engineers and scientists that have professional associations. And what we're seeing is, and then it's the Crown Counsel Association that represents the prosecutors. That's what exists right now. And we're just saying, majority of us decided we wanted to have a union. We've existed basically as a voluntary association for 30 years, mm-hmm. and been representing people that way. And the majority decided we want to have a union. We went to the labor board to get certified the same way anybody else could, any other group of employees could. And the government didn't make an argument really that wouldn't apply to us if we were anywhere else. But they instead, while we were there, and I guess we're still there, they introduced this legislation, and the legislation would say whether you like it or not, you're in the Professional Employees Association.
Yeah, you wanted to form your own new union out of the organization that's sort of been informally or you know speaking for you for years.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
And then
they tabled legislation that would kibosh that.
That's right. Yeah. And so we spent the last 2 weeks trying to talk, and it hasn't really gotten there anywhere. We're happy to talk about alternatives that respect the ability of our members to make a choice. Mm. But we're not going to. There's no point in talking if all governments want to do is just legislate us into a union that we didn't choose.
Well, hold on. So if you're talking about like alternatives to you guys forming your own union, or what do you mean alternatives?
Just there are different ways that could be done. There's it can be done through in Ontario they have a framework agreement, and I mean it can get quite technical, but there's different ways it could be done, and we're happy to talk about that. But we're not willing to say. We're just not willing to agree to a situation where our members don't get to choose.
Yeah, and you've got we've spoken before about this, and you've got pretty much the whole of labor on your side here, the BC Fed, and mm-hmm. as well as the union directly impacted here, the professional employees. Mm-hmm. That one there, they're kind of like, we didn't ask for this. Like,
that's right. They totally supported us. They support our right to choose and we would support them as well.
Okay, well, Gareth, what happens now? Are you guys sort of in a cooling off period, or what happens?
Well, right now, the legislature's sitting for the rest of the week. Then they take a break. I expect it's going to come back after that. In the meantime, we're going to organize protests. We're going to keep pushing. And if they do bring it in, then we're just going to have to take whatever action we can within the law.
All right. Well, Gareth, thanks for coming on again. We've got to stop meeting up under these circumstances, but thanks for doing the show again.
Okay. Thanks very much, Brad.
Eva, that is Gareth Morley of the BC Government Lawyers Association.